We're continuing Chayyadim, Klal Mem Ches, and we're learning Simen Chaf, which is the last Simen in the Halachas of Zimun. Beis Hashem will move on to the Halachas of Birchas and the Henin. So the Chayyadim says, Noshim Vavodim Muktanim Ein Mezamnim Aleim. So we cannot create a Zimun based on two men and a woman, or nine men and a woman, or men with Ketanim, or with Avodim, referring to Avodim Kananim, so that they don't have a full-fledged status of a Jew, and they have a status similar to the status of woman. So we cannot create a zimun based on that. If the women, in a situation where you have three women who want to make their own zimun, they could do so. If women ate together with men, they are chayav in zimun, and the yotzes with zimun shalonu, afavish einon mevinus, and the yotzes with the zimun of the men, which means they have a chayav to answer to the zimun of the men. That means also in a case where they're ready to bench, and just like we would wait for the men to come back. So if you have two men, obviously they wait for the third person. One person steps out to use the bathroom or to take care of something, so you have to wait for them to come back because you need a zimun. Well, let's say you have three people which are there, and the fourth person steps out, four men, and one steps out. Are you allowed to bench without him? Yes, you have three people. But on the other hand, it's appropriate to wait for that person. He has a chiyav zimun. So unless you have a mitzvah or something else which is calling you to go, he has a right to have zimun, and you should wait for him. So that applies to women as well. The same thing is true by women. Women are chayav in zimun just as much as men are chayav in zimun. So once there is a chiyav zimun with men, the woman has a chiyav zimun to answer. We should wait for her, etc. So if the men are benching, and the women are not benching, but they have to interrupt to answer. It's not something which is optional. They have a chiyav to interrupt and to answer. And the answering is like the same thing by men. If it's a case where there's three people, they have to interrupt and listen until the bracha was on as a call. They answer, they're required to tell on as a call. If it's 10, Mishabura is a steer, but the Mishabura in the main place seems to say once they respond, bracha lekenu shachal mishlob tochinu, then they can go back to their meal or whatever they're doing. We do not create a zimun between men and women together, because Chazal said the idea that to create the zimun together means that we're looking at the men and the women as a unit. So that's inappropriate to do that. If it is not nicker that the women are being together with the men because the men have a unit of their own and the women are joining along, that's not as obvious, and therefore Chazal did not see a problem with that. But to create the zimun through the combination of men and women, that Chazal said was inappropriate. So it's important to understand that women do have a chiyuv of zimun. When we're making the zimun, women have a chiyuv to respond. This idea that women can make their own zimun, so there's two scenarios. One scenario is when there's three women eating and there's no men there. One scenario is where there are three men there and the women can answer to the zimun of the men, or alternatively, they can make their own zimun. So are they allowed to, in that situation, make their own zimun? Or do we say that once there's a zimun of men, they have to join the zimun of the men? So interestingly enough, there are person who say that they actually can make their own zimun in that situation. The Bir Halacha says that this idea of women making a zimun is loinog, okay? It's not become a minig, which is done in Klal Yisrael. He doesn't say that it's usher to do so. And in the Moshe of Dirshu, they bring an interesting conversation that they bring in the name of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that his sister once asked the stipler if the three girls, when she's with other women, can she make a zimun? And the stipler told her yes, she could do so. So it's something which is allowed. We're saying it's not the minute, doesn't mean it's also to do. It is allowed. That being said, a person has to check, you know, since it's not a chiyuv, so something which is not a chiyuv is something which is a rishus, So there are other considerations which we can come into play, which people have to understand. Are you making a political statement? Is it worth it to use benching for the purpose of political statements? And there's other type of questions where you have to be mavara on that point. Because it's not a chiyuv, it's something which is a rishus, so you can take all the considerations into mind. But it should be understood that this is a halachic concept which is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It's a simon kupsarites, siv zayin. Noshim mizam lois la'atzman rishus, they have rishus to make their own zimun. When they eat together with men, they're chayav. Now the yartzu with the zimun of the men, and the Rama adds, even though they don't understand, and we spoke about this before, that in a situation where a person does not understand, it's really better to bench along with the, could be you're not yartzu shemei ka'ayin if you don't understand what you're hearing, so they should bench along word for word with the Mizame, in order to make sure that they're going to be Yotze Zimun, even though they do not understand, or at least they're able to read Hebrew, so then they are able to at least read along, follow along as he's saying it. Have a good day.